games this year. I just like the way our guys are responding to certain things throughout the course of the game. Never a dull moment in the CAA, obviously. Had a little long bus ride to get down there, as Chris was just mentioning about his trip heading up to Maine. It's about the same similar distance heading down to Hampton. So, our guys were able to go down, take a long bus ride, get off the bus. I thought we prepared pretty well. I thought we had a good week of practice. Some things we need to clean up. We got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot on their opening drive. We had four defensive penalties. The personal fouls and things like that are going to happen, I guess, from time to time. But we had a couple offsides and allowed them to keep that opening drive along and got down 7-0. But our guys don't panic. Our guys didn't panic on defense. They just kept playing ball. And offensively, we are still, I've been saying it now, we're heading into week whatever it is, 10. Still a work in progress, but that's where our youth is right now. And they're playing hard. We're just a lot of near misses, a couple big plays that we needed to make when we needed to make them. So that was good. But we went down to Hampton and we knew it was going to be a hard fought game. They were putting up 40 points a game 3 weeks prior to our game. So our defense was excited for that challenge. And they were running the ball really well. And our defense was excited for that challenge. And then offensively, like I said, we're just trying to get in some type of rhythm, which we don't really have right now, but we made a couple big plays, like I said, when we needed to make them, and got the ball in the end zone a couple times and put more points up on the board than our opponent was able to do. And that's the key. We didn't have the turnovers, so that was good. We cleaned up that a little bit, and like I said, now if we can eliminate some of those mental mistakes, the unforced penalties, not the during the play penalties, I think that'll be well for us moving forward. But another close win. We went 1-0 this week. That's the goal each and every week. The final score is the final score, and now we're looking to move on and get ready for the next one.
Let's go back and start on the offense. You put Brendan Bell in the backfield, and he gets what turns out to be the winning touchdown in the game. Is that something that he's been working on, and how did that all come about?
Yeah, no, we don't have a lot of depth. We have a limited roster. We don't have 100 players on a roster. We don't have 110. So we're trying to, put guys in a position to be successful. Our backs are our backs, and we really like our backs, but we don't have really a fullback. We have a couple tight ends, H-back type guys, but Bell's a really good player, good football player, and a good athlete. So, we have been having him in some of those goal line packages in practice throughout the course of the season, and we got the opportunity to put it on the field, so we did so. And he can block, he can catch, he can actually throw it. He's just a really good football player that can do a lot of things. So we gave him an opportunity to put the ball in his hands, and he did the rest. He made a really nice athletic play from the 4-yard line that, as you mentioned, ended up being the difference in the ball game. Even though it was early, it was still, I believe, in the third quarter.
Yeah, you also mentioned the big play. Jalen Sanchez's was the really big one, the 72-yard catch that set up Brennan's touchdown. How much have you missed that, and how big of a play in the game was that to finally break one loose? Like you said, that's something that you've done in the past quite a bit.
Yeah, we had a lot more explosive plays like that last year, but we had a lot more experience on offense. Connor, we already mentioned it in previous calls that, Pringle and Hayek and Sanchez were the three guys plus the guys in the backfield. Well, Sanchez is the other one back, and Sanchez had those plays last year. We're just missing those plays. We had another one that we almost completed, but almost doesn't count in football, to Dev Smith. It was about 1 yard long, or Dev was a step off and just didn't make that completion. But we hit a lot of those last year, but this isn't last year. We got to move on. We got to make the play. So that was huge. That was a 3rd and 6. So that was a 3rd down conversion that kept the sticks going, and he almost got in the end zone. He got all the way down to the 1 yard line. Unfortunately, we lost the 3 yards on the first down play, and that's what set up Brendan's 4-yard run. We really had it at the 1 yard line. Sanchez almost put it all the way into the end zone. So yeah, whenever you can hit explosive play like that and change field position that quickly, and obviously get it down inside the 5, those plays are huge as long as you capitalize on them. And we were fortunate enough to capitalize on them with the Bell touchdown.
I want to ask you about one other sequence, talking about big plays late, 6-point game, and you get that fourth down stop on your 45 with about 4 minutes to go. And then On the other side, you get the ball and you're fourth and one with a couple minutes to go and decide to go for it from the 46 and you're able to make it. Just talk about the sequence of those two plays and what went into those.
Yeah, obviously, Rob, the game came down to that as well. We had a big fourth down stop early in the game that set up one of our scores. And then our defense is just playing really well right now. We're staying pretty healthy on that side of the ball, which is always a key factor this late in the season, plus the experience that we talked about over there. So to get the stop, I believe it was fourth and four. I believe they had the ball right around midfield. I can't remember if it was the
Yeah.
plus 40 something or minus 40 something, but it's right there. And our defense got the stop. And then, we're going to try to, move the chains, milk the clock. They had a timeout left. We couldn't take knees at that point in time. So we had to, try to do something. We ran a couple plays and we got to, as you just said, fourth and one, maybe a smidge less than fourth and one, right around the plus 47, 46 as well. And we're like, okay, our defense is playing so well. Do we punt it deep and make them drive the field? Or do we go for it, give them good field position if we don't get it with, probably a little under 2 minutes to go in a game? Or do we try to get the first down and then make them burn their final timeout and then knee it out after that? So we put the ball in the players' hands. When the offense came off the ball on their last timeout, we said, "What do you guys, you want to go for it?" And they had convinced me that they had the confidence that they wanted to go for it. So we put it in the players' hands. And fortunately enough, we got just enough push to get the first down and be able to kneel the game out because, on the headsets, we were talking, should we punt it? I talked to both coordinators on both sides of the ball. They were good with either decision. So we, like I said, talked to the players, asked them what they wanted to do and put it on their back and they came through for us. So, that's a good thing. Hopefully that'll give us the confidence needed to move forward.
You talked about how well your defense has been playing as of late. That Hampton rushing attack has really moved the ball on just about everybody. You held them to 155, I think, on the ground, 230-ish or overall. What were you able to do so effectively to slow Hampton down?
Yeah, I think our guys are doing a really nice job practicing well. I really love the way both scout teams are playing in the course of the weeks of practice. I think those guys really did a good job, but you still got to see the speed of it with the team that's actually running it. Our defense is just playing really good right now. The guys up front are doing their job to free up the linebackers and free up safety. Potter, I believe, is the one that led us in tackles this week. Hartzell and Bell are always right there as well, making the plays on defense. So just really proud and happy of the way they're playing right now. They're playing together, they're playing confident, and they're flying to the football. We're tackling well. We don't do a ton of live, especially during the season. So early in the season, I think we missed some things in the open field. Well, now it seems like we're getting better at that now that we're getting later into the season. And our guys are just playing, they're really playing unit football. They're playing complementary football amongst themselves. The guys are doing a really good job. We had some good pass breakups down the field as well. And, they're just confident. They're just playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they're playing hard and they're playing physical. And we're not making the mistakes on that side. We did have a couple, like I said, offsides that allowed them to keep the sticks moving on that first drive, especially. And then they did have another big play against us for an explosive to flip field position to get to that 20-14 situation. But as far as our defense, they're flying the ball, playing fundamentally sound, playing very physical, tackling well, and making people earn it. And we're doing a good job on some of the goal line stops and the fourth down stops, keeping people out of the end zone.
Before I let you go real quickly, just your comments, North Carolina A&T coming to your place on Saturday, some of the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, you're watching them. They got athletes flying around all over the place. Sunday, I spend most of my time in special teams. They have some pretty dynamic returners in the special teams game. We're trying to put together a game plan to maybe simplify some things a little bit for our offense so we can go in there and, know what we're doing a little better. We made some mental mistakes this past week. Hampton, shifted some fronts on us. So we got to make sure A&T, if they come in with a similar thought process, we got to be able to handle that. And then, they got athletes on offense. So we got to just continue to have our defense do their job, do their 111th, and just do a great job with the open field tackling, gang tackling, put pressure on the quarterback, and hopefully be able to get some three and outs and flip field position with the punting game.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time here this morning.